This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. We're playing back an episode from November of 2022 today. Coming up, we'll have lots of new music from bands creating right here in the city, with a new single from indie-based hip-hop artist Mr. Kinetic, a track from hip-hop producers Harry Otaku featuring Penelope Pike, and more. We'll also listen in to two exclusive acoustic performances recorded here at WFYI from Indianapolis singer-songwriter Kristen Bales and Mina Cohane. Singer-songwriter Kit Malone shares a collection of some of her favorite songs in our weekly Top 5. To hear the unabridged version of this show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our Spotify playlist. We've been recording some exclusive sessions here on Small Studio Signal Boost, kind of a miniature audio-only version of Small Studio Sessions. I've played one track from both Mina Cohane and Kristen Bales from their sessions, but they actually each recorded two songs when they were here, so I want to play those bonus tracks today. They're currently unreleased, so not only are these exclusive performances, they're also sneak peeks of new tracks. I'll play a track from Kristen Bales first, and I'll let her intro it.
So I wrote this song in May, and it was like one of those songs where, you know, like you're sitting like in a super, this sounds really sad, but like a really depressed mood and like, you know, basically like melting into the floor, like what is going on in my life? And I wrote this and I just felt like it was a ballad to myself, but then also like in writing it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is honestly, and I never say this is one of my favorite songs I've ever written. So it's like, it holds a lot of weight in my heart. Not often do I write things that I'm like, this is my baby and I don't want it to go anywhere. But this one, I'm like, this is my baby and I do not want it to go anywhere. But yeah. So it's called Daydreamer. And am I good to just start whenever?
Yeah.
Cool.
I chase so many daydreams. Am I afraid of giving in or giving up? Sleeping off in the distance ever since I could remember waking up, and I try to keep inside but find you are. many ideas fall away.
That was Kristen Bales with a small studio Signal Boost exclusive performance of the song Daydreamer. This next song is a performance from Indianapolis artist Mina Cohane that we recorded here at the station this summer. It's a heavy and beautiful song, and I'll let her take it from here.
It's called Guinevere, and I guess it's a heavy song, but it is, I have a friend, and I didn't use her real name or anything, But I'm sure everyone also has that when you have a suicidal friend and friends that are always. It's hard to help them. You don't even know how to. You don't even know what to do. And the best thing that you can do is to just sort of be there and, extend your hand and hope for the best. And that song sort of explores those feelings.
Something must have happened to you. I didn't see it until now. It seems your air is disappearing, and all you want is out. Well, this is where the wolf meets the throat. This is where the wolf meets the throat. But it's inside of you. It's inside of you to shine just a little. Just a glimmer to shine, just a little. Shine, not burn, shine, not burn, not burn.
Thank you.
Everything around you is fuel. A life, a baptism by fire. It seems your lungs, they are collapsing. And all you want is out. Well, this is where the wolf meets the throat. This is where the wolf meets the throat. But it's inside of you. It's inside of you to shine just a little, just a glimmer to shine. Just a little. Shine, not burn. Shine, not burn. Not burn.
Thanks, Kristen and Mina, for coming in and playing for us. Coming up after this break, we listen into Kit Malone's top five songs.
Singer-songwriter Kit Malone is an advocacy strategist for the ACLU of Indiana and leads the LGBTQ Rights Project. Contributor Roxana Caldwell caught up with Kit as she shared her top five songs that are all over the map and not connected in any particular way.
So I brought some songs. I don't know if they're connected in any particular way, but they're definitely sort of all over the map. And so the first one I want to open with is just to let you know, sometimes, like everyone else, I get into the office and I'm doing a lot of work, and a lot of it's political work, but it's not as exciting as you might think. Sometimes you're filling out a spreadsheet and we do a lot of tracking of stuff, and it can sort of make you feel like disconnected from your, you know, rah, rah, rah political self. And so one of my jams on days like that is Roots Radical by Rancid. Everyone's heard this song. It is it's a perfect anthem. It's like so much punk rock. It just wakes you up, makes you want to get some work done, and reminds me that no matter what, I'm doing this work from sort of a radical place, and that I'm trying to make radical change. And also the song is just a great blood pumping song. So the next song is a Brandi Carlile pick. Don't laugh at me. I love Brandi Carlile so much. The song I've picked is Sugar Tooth. Sugar Tooth is such in its bones a classic old country song. It really is the story of addiction, which is a topic that's really close to me. I'm a recovered alcoholic or recovering alcoholic. And I've experienced a lot in my life of friends and people that I know who've been in the throes of addiction and sort of the way that society blames people for that and treats them like they're lesser than and makes you sort of believe that you're lesser than. And this song really carries that through all the way. Really love Sugar Tooth. Give it a read. It's got just great classic country vibes while being super modern at the same time. In the 2000s, I definitely describe myself, like a lot of people who are working in folk and country, as alt country. That means there had to be like a 2000s alt country pick. And the one I'm picking is The Meat Purveyors. Some of you may remember The Meat Purveyors. They were on Bloodshot Records. Very bluegrass, but like punk rock bluegrass. Very not afraid to be abrasive, not afraid to sort of be ugly even. The song I've picked is I Have a Devil in Me, and it's just awful. It's just a song about doing awful things, being an awful person, and I think we all have that inside of us, and it's great to get that out of our heart, especially when we're in a dark place. That's something that the Meat Purveyors do so well, is that sort of unshrinking, this is reality vibe that they have. And I Have a Devil in Me is also just like super fun. The fourth song I brought for us, it's Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice. If you've listened to Wolf Alice, if you haven't, highly recommend it. The vibe here is 90s stoner rock. And everybody needs some 90s stoner rock. I need a lot of it in my life. And Wolf Alice really delivers. I would also suggest highly that you get on YouTube and look up the video. So it's one of those cool old story videos about a dance competition and the mean girls and how they overcome the mean girls with the power of their amazing fabulousness. So watch it. Enjoy the song. So the last song I'm bringing is a song by Crooked Fingers. Some folks may know Eric Bachman from his solo projects as well. He's a songwriter that I really admire. Again, someone who goes to really dark places a lot. And the song I've picked also deals with addiction. It's called New Drink for the Old Drunk. It is very classic Crooked Fingers, soaring sounds, though that cello is so big and that Eric Bachman sort of finger-picked electric guitar that he does is so glorious. And it's really just about the experience of being an alcoholic. His songwriting I love because it's so close to being almost teenage diary, and yet he sings it with a voice that sounds like the darkest version of Neil Diamond that you could ever imagine. He's basically like the hipster Neil Diamond. And I definitely recommend checking that song out. I go back and back to it because it's just another one of those places when you're kind of feeling down or when I'm thinking a lot about what addiction has looked like for me, it sort of reminds me about that emotional space.
Would you try? Could you buy a new drink for the old drunk? It's no crime to resign. Misery with a bottle. Well, you walked into town with.
So, again, I'm Kit Malone. Thanks so much for listening to me tell you about some silly songs that I'm super into. If you want to know more about me, you can find me on all social media. Just search for Kit Malone on any of the platforms. And you can find my own music on Spotify. And you can also find me on Bandcamp.
Thanks, Kit Malone, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at WFYI.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from an upcoming small studio session. We recorded a guitar-heavy session with Indianapolis psych rockers Cairo Jag. We're going to start it off heavy tonight, so dig in. This is Mantis from Cairo Jag on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I see.
Thank you. We're Cairo Jag.
That was Indianapolis psych rock and rollers Cairo Jag with Mantis from the band's upcoming Small Studio session. Good evening. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. But first, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
One of my favorite local artists and Small Studio alums, Mr. Kinetic, has a new album up on his Bandcamp page titled Vision. Here's the first track from that. It's Mr. Kinetic with Instruction featuring Jason E.C. Wright.
Be careful what you teach. Is your curriculum tight? Is your instruction clear? Is your objective right? What you aiming for and what you got in your sights? Is it for your uplift? Is it for your foresight? Push. I'm still at it. With skilled acrobatics and precise strike tactics, I'm past acting, into doing and applying, flexible like elastic and rooted on my pivot. It's the only path I know to walk.
This next song was released on October 31st, aka Doomsday. It's titled Doomsday from Harry Otaku, featuring a Doombot and Purnell from Pike. Otaku says that the song was recorded in Purnell's living room and mastered in Otaku's uncle's garage. We love a home studio here at Small Studio Signal Boost. It's a celebration of the legacy that is MF Doom. This is Doomsday from Harry Otaku.
Who wants to get kicked in the ass first? Sit back and get tapped in until your back hurt. A year to prepare and still barely rhyming. Punchlines like science fairs from the 90s. Every table spinning the same sound. Trap beats using kick sounds from the get down. In this town, all you need is a camera. Biggest fans will stand, but can't repeat a stanza. If they do sound like impatient hot noodle. If I do the do, but I act like you got Google. A stop refusal, do what you got to do. Try to move jig and split your wings like I do.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong, along with Adam Gross and Melissa Davis, and we're listening to new music from Indiana-based artists. Perfect Angel at Heaven is a new indie-based post-rock band. This is their debut single titled Pyramids.
I'm so tired.
Well, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. And you can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, is this yours?
Yeah, this is Nash Noir with Midday Power Play. Have a great night.